Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hope. If you turn the motherfucking noise up, we can get right into the proceedings this evening. The headphones are starting. Bring it down a little bit. Okay. Now we working with it. Boy, face up and baseline, baby. Mom, welcome to New York City. It's your boy, Young Ho. Chill. Chill. Kanye West on the track. Chi-town. What's going on now? Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Let me talk to y'all for a minute. Just give me a minute of your time, baby. I don't want much. Let me talk to these motherfuckers. Guess who's Bizak? Still smell a crack in my clothes. Don't make me have to relapse on these hoes. Take it back out the tax in a row. When I was hugging it, niggas could do nothing with it. Straight from the oven with it. Came from the dirt. I emerged from it all without a stain on my shirt. You could blame my old earth for the shit she instilled in me. Still with me. Pain plus work. Shit, she made me milk this game for all it's worth. That's right. These niggas can't fuck with me. I'm calling guts every time. Track my nuts every time, homie. We make a great combination, don't we? Me and the face, mom. Every time we face off, face it, y'all. Y'all niggas playing basic ball. I'm on the block like I'm 8 feet tall. Homie, I'm in the drop with the AC off. That's why the streets embrace me, dog. I'm so cool.
Back on the block with the hoes. Face mob, black mittens and hoes. Don't make me relapse. Back to the block with the foes. Cause the street shit is all I know.
To the tomb, a hot pot of joint and spoon, trying to make me 40,000 and move. Motel star studded, rock stars and goons, plain clothes wanna run in my room. Whoa. But nigga, guess who's been back? It's your boy Faith Mob. Started with an 8-ball, gotta get this cake, dog. Give niggas a break, nah. You know how the game go. Fuck you think I slang for to go against the grain? No, I'm out here in grind mode, wrapped up in a paper chase. I wanna fuck a fine hoe and candy paint the 88. Don't got no wholesale, cause that ain't how I wanna run it. Here, take these 5 stones and bring a nigga back 100. Gotta see my feet, dude. You do shit a fiend, dude. Fly get too hot in the kitchen, I hit the streets, fool. Money is an issue, and that's on the for shizzle. My nizzle, your block warm and I combine with the fizzle. And make for sure I get to work mine, a part of time. We go to war and you ain't making a dime. Cause I got shit to lose. A nigga out here paying his dues. My baby walking, gotta get him some shoes. It's a new game brewing. Let me give you the rules. Get out of line and I'ma give you the blues. It's a new game brewing. Let me give you the rules. Get out of line and I'ma give you the blues.
Whoa. Guess who's been that? The boy B. Mizak. A.K.A. Mr. Crack a Brick. Turn a whole one from a half a brick. Look, I mastered this. You can smell it once the plastic rips. Play to make it swell up. If your gas can click, you can make your chips swell up. You don't have to pitch. Play them corners like a safety. Watch the traffic switch. Young and never pump fake. And you'll get past the blitz. And keep your whole hood on flip. Like old box frame. 50 Mac for shit. No won't box a thing. Strictly blasting shit. I hug the block like quarter water. Shit, I used to hug the corner like an old deuce in a quarter. Till like noose in the morning with the old head. Slinging loose quarters. Silly chat back at it.
Back on the block with them hoes. Face mob, Mac, mittens, and hoes. Don't make me relapse. Back to the block with the foes. Cause the street shit is all I know.
Starting to become a break. Starting to become a break. Starting.
trying to figure the reason you're gone. Is it cause it's superficial, or is it too submissive, or did I come along and hit you with the futuristic, or is it cause you really couldn't see a future with him? All he bought is paper, never took the time to do religion. You want it ripped up, flipped and thrown to get stripped and shown the way to get in the zone. Of course, dealing with this, you won't be taking the loss. You need to leave him alone and roll with the one who waits for. We get started. To move my way, you sitting beside me, looking like Friday, Foster Pan, red structure, look at the body, keep each other thirsty, kisses like Hershey, but lips is still, cause we don't need a controversy, I say I'm in town, you say you want it in the worst way, you probably told your man a bunch of million birthdays, meanwhile, it's champagne, chilling the ice, you ready for the freakiest things you done in your life, we breaking down like a road dog pulling out, you making sounds like a vibe got you reaching your height. Prepare for flight, this is your captain, I'm getting strapped in. There's no denying the strength, that it's distracting, girl. Working with this, you won't be taking the loss. So stop fooling your man and roll with the one who breaks the wall. We get started.
Baby, 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 don't you worry about nothing, cause I'm coming. Handle you no matter. Whenever you want that thing you need.
Line. We're giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up, better believe we're gonna shine. Make your body wine, baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, who be regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours. How we do it, making your people just wanna bounce and get busy. Because you know that we always hit you off. What you say, you're wondering why you're feeling the force. And don't you worry, because you'll be ready to floor. More heat, because I always have put you on. And go to spot to the very second I'm gone.
Catch a groove on.
Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping. Because we're keeping you moving, that's what we're doing. And you know we're gonna
while I deliver the shit that hit you right in your liver. Always sound scanning, we never leaving you hanging. I'm always doing my thing and my music always be banging. So check it, you know we be always moving the crowd. Type of feeling that make you wanna go play it loud. What up?
When we come and hit you, you best believe you really gon' get you.
Finding whatever you wanna flaunt, cause we be ripping the babies and what you want. Here we go, painting the picture, we keep it hot in the winds. And I big up my people, you know I'm always with you.
Flip mode,
we blowing and taking over the planet. Full blast, hitting with Busta Rhymes and Janet. And you know we're gonna
gonna make your body wet. Yeah.
Bye. body real wet. You're gonna make your body say yeah. I wanna know where my road dogs is at. I wanna know where my live women is at. We gonna make your body real wet. You're gonna make your body say yeah. Everybody raise your hand real high. And let me see you all put them up in the sky. Come on, making my niggas the same. Word up, and making you women the same. Baby, come on, bringing it to you with many ways. We making it, taking you people right through another phase. Come on, we rocking it, baby. That's how we dropping it, baby. There ain't no stopping it, baby. I know we driving you crazy. And then we give it the greatest of all time. No matter what you do, baby, we gon' shine. And you know we're gonna make your body wet.
Mm-hmm. just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
I am the God Code. God knows it all went wrong in the God house. I am bone tired, God bent, rolling down a hill in the valley God cried forth, God spent. I am often on my knees in wonder for God forsaken, and the grass so green I taste its embers frothing at the mouth, a hunger God given. I am humbled, bending to the south stance of trees on the edge of spring, God swollen. God sounds like the ghost of ancestors scratching their backs on doors, on walls, edging closer, God moaning like Holy Ghost undercover, smothering fingers against windows, God fog hovering around the edges of the house. I spent all year God bored, breathing through my only God face, a mouth to wail as to exhale, God dancing in the fireplace meant to catch the hem with sparks, meant to God kiss all the wrongs of me, my scraped shins, my ashen hair, dented face spiraling down my spine, Godspeed, my toes, God, where is all the God sense, brandishing me with glory, washing me with God water, ushering me back to the beginning, God done, dog gone, dogs waiting by the front door to grant me exit, let me enter, first step onto this God porch, devotion by the base of me, I sing to the underside of clouds, high, or God well, deep in the valley where I found you. This poem is called God Country by Tina Chang. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the topic is titled Invisible Ink, Feel the Words. We can't wait to hear your poetic perspective. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuena, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you, Your Highness?
On the face of the world.
All right, you're going to have to come back in because I didn't realize your mic wasn't open.
Nah,
how are
good.
You? Begin again.
I'm feeling good tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's such a beautiful energy that's around in the world today. You know what I mean? Like, it's this waxing of the moon, you know what I'm saying, where everyone can be exuberant in anything that they're doing in life, to, you know what I'm saying, whether tonight, tomorrow, and so forth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Invisible
ink. Let's talk about it. What are we talking, you know? Expound on the nature of this topic to you. How do you feel about it?
Invisible ink. That's when you write from the spirit. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, like, right there on topic of a prompt or anything. You just... it's just that invisible ink. You feel it within
that's
your
right.
essence of your soul. And that's why I say, you know, feel the words. Because after you manifest it and you read about what you wrote, it's like, where did that come from? It came from God. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You can always feel and walk around with God within your heart, mind, and soul through your essence. And that's when you provide everybody with your presence. You know what I mean? Like, you just lay it all out there. Put it on the line.
I feel you. I'm definitely feeling that. I'm really definitely looking forward to hearing everyone's perspective on this topic, because you like to set up things that are, like, really broad and, like, bring people in from, you know, it's artists need to get out of their own head sometimes. And, you know, look up at the moon, look up at the sky, understanding things are bigger than everything that you experience inside of your head. So
yes, it is.
I feel like this
is
definitely a topic that's going, go ahead.
We out here as human beings, as living entities within a vessel. You know what I mean? We can make anything we want to be how it's going to be. You know what I mean? Don't think of yourself having a bad day or nothing like that. You can make your day to be what you want it to become. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't get trapped. Don't get trapped inside the license of your wallet or for you women out there, or your pocketbook. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Display yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. Name yourself.
Name yourself. Oh, proclaim yourself.
Good. Absolutely, absolutely. I'm loving it. All right. So I know you have a lot to say on this topic. I can't wait to see how you put it in a piece. You ready to lay one on us?
Yeah. Excuse me.
All right.
This piece is titled Invisible Rebel. Thinking to myself how to move about in the land of lands. Remove another side of me and come up with a master plan. Design a diagram inside my mind without too much thought. Change my course, speak with the source, and build up a higher force. Shield of hope, faith, and love to block the ugly hate. Showing a face, creating space where kind people can relate. Witness a doctrine being born around silence and violence. Form an alliance without bias and dissect the blind science. The blind science. Dreams of better days that carry the weight of tomorrow. Feed the hearts of sorrow with some love in a bottle. Care for others while you nurture the clearer point of view. Open the proof, expose your truth, and see a brighter hue of blue. King.
Definitely hope of universal manifest every line in that piece. That was good. I like that. I definitely like that. Dope, dope, dope.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What will be will become. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Place your intentions high in the sky, you know? Well, Queen, I think
Absolutely.
You got something in the royal chambers.
Okay. I can do this piece that I've been working on. All right. I never left you. The moment came when grown-up choices must be made, when one must own up to one's fate. We living in them dragon days. The folly is we are here today from every step that we did take, the tentative, the bold, the brave, accumulated and brought us to this place. This was once paradise, for heaven's sake, with river roads and abundant lakes, with the clearest skies God ever did make. Before these awful dragons came, I never left you. The dragons came, then everything got carried away. There was no time for long goodbyes. I was staring into a dragon's eyes. I was staring down a dragon's throat, lest we forget who bought that smoke. But this is not the time for blame. There is no space to address our pain, no wiggle room to nurse our wounds. We heading for impending doom. So who gonna sleep here in this bed we made? Who gonna pay for our mistakes? I mean, who gonna make sure these ashes is going when obligation don't work no more? See, I never left you. You let me go. When your pet dragon started to grow, they were little things you tried to groom. Now we're all slow dancing in this burning room. I stood my ground. I felt the flames. The slow burn started at my face. The burning stripped away my state and left the phoenix in its place. I never left you. I never had to leave. I just took a dive into ancient seas, caught in the currents. Can you see my waves? I'm living in a different state. See, all good monsters have their day when their nightmares sweep the world away. But even epic battles end, leaving everything a little singe. And at some crossroads, we part ways again. We can't go back to who we were before. Not after everything we saw. These band-aids ain't gonna work no more. We lost a fight long time ago. I mean, everything is set ablaze. We burning in these dragon days. I never left you. The moment came when all good gangsters meet their fate, when a warrior must choose a side, a time when two worlds just collide. Who gonna take the fall this time? When all the dragons turn to stone and you're scavenging this world alone, the things you never value, gone. And from a throne of ash, he'll say, it was the dragons. things got carried away. And that's it.
Okay, Quinn. Here we go. That's right. Play.
Thank you.
I mean, that was a dope piece.
Absolutely.
Man. Definitely enjoy
hearing
that.
All things spoken into existence. Yes, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like that song by Common, and I forgot the woman that sings with him. Don't forget who you are.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite joints. You know, I pick lines from songs, the hook or whatever, and I'm just like, yo, I'm going to ride with that. That's going to be my affirmation for the day. And I feel like that's how we should live in this world. Grab something strong and powerful within the words of a hook to a song. You know, don't forget who you are. That's the
Absolutely.
Most important thing.
For sure. Absolutely. I feel you. And the person who sung that song with Common, I was trying to pull it up just to make sure that we give him credit, is PJ. Never heard of him, but all artists need to eat. So PJ did that, so did Common. That is definitely a bop.
She's dope. She did another song with him, too. She's dope. They be having some. Listen.
Oh, shit. All right, I got to go check those other tracks out. I'm going to try to pull them up. Definitely need that one on the playlist and the rotation going forward, so we're going to make sure we do that. Okay. All right, King. So we have set the pace. Are you ready to open up the lines and get some poetic perspective from our lovely poet?
True indeed. Let's open up these lines. Let's call them
Indeed. So first up to the mic is none other than our station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Good evening, Poetic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, 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 Queen Simmons, King Atterbury, welcome back. Welcome back. It's so good to hear all this poetry on a night. Whew, man, listen, y'all kicked it off with this amazing vibes and poetry and words. Fire.
Appreciate
fire.
It. Yes, indeed.
Appreciate
you. Gotta kick it back off, right? You know.
Mm-hmm. Y'all doing that, man. Y'all are doing that. Ooh.
Hey, when we grow, we want to be like you.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
I'm still
indeed.
Trying to be like y'all. What you mean?
There you go.
You sounding heavy on the baritone over there. How are we coming along? I know we've been under the weather.
Man, y'all know I've been under the weather. You know, trying to get this last little bit of this cold out my chest. I'm about 95%, so I got another 5% to work my way back through, but I'm getting there.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Well, definitely speedy recovery back to 100% because, you know, you got a lot to do and a lot of places, you know, get that book. Check them out on Amazon. It's definitely in heavy rotation.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. Amazon just picked it up early part of the week, or I should say early part of last week, the end of last week, rather. So that was exciting. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, I already got it. You know, so I'm just excited, man, because I'm getting
congratulations, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Direct messages of people who've actually gotten the book. And oh, man. So it's just an exciting feeling, you know. So
I got my copy.
Yes, sir, you did. Yes, sir, you did. Saw that video.
Right.
Hey, man, make sure y'all reach out to King Atterbury for your promos because he did that promo, man, and, you know, laid out all four books. Brother, I salute you, bro. You got all four copies. So if you ain't got all four copies, y'all better get on board. Get on board.
No, we got to get on board. I definitely got to get on board. Can't wait. Oh, man. Poetic. You're hearing the topic that we're having and you see the direction we're going in, you know, just manifesting things, you know, speaking our words into existence, speaking our vibes into existence. I believe that's the direction we're going in. I'm definitely feeling it. I'd love to hear what you have on the topic.
Absolutely. Well, the piece that I wrote for the evening is called What a Man Says in Silence.
Oh. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Do you understand what it's like to not have you by my side? Waking up to emptiness and pain on the inside. While my emotions run wild because I didn't do enough. Losing track of my focus is rough. Hurling words at an invisible body that used to be there. At least I thought that loved me. Do you understand what it's like to wake up in cold sweats, thinking about all my broken relationship regrets, hearing echoes from the broken shell of a man that used to love hard and unconditionally for the approval of a woman, wondering when will it be that moment she will up and leave with unspoken word movements. Do you understand what it's like to be fueled by love and included in its pain? It's no wonder it's always pouring down with rain when the sun is shining so brightly on everyone else. As my daylight is clouded with memories that just melts, grabbing at thin air, reaching out for a love that's just not there. Do you understand what it's like to know a version of love that made you blind, willing to forsake all others for a loyalty that was not mine? Or a manifestation of a truth wrapped in a lie and not liking the answer to the why. Clutching my chest to feel my heartbeat slowing because of a death that was becoming. Do you understand what it's like as a man to never be able to shed a tear in front of others because of an unspoken fear that someday my tears would be taken for weakness? As the enemy no longer wishes to bear kindness. Do you understand what it's like? Poetic.
Yo, you just too smooth with it, bro.
Man.
That was sharper than a razor.
Appreciate you.
Word.
You know, some pieces just, you're not just speaking for yourself. You're a herald in the sense you're bringing the words that I feel like it run the undercurrent away. A lot of men feel in this day, just, you know, like you say, hearing echoes from a broken shell of a man. I feel like that is, this piece resonates with what I hear so much from so many different men. I'm just feeling like you have no choice but to continue on, but you feel like unmended in yourself, and it's like you're bleeding and putting band-aids on other people. And yo, this was amazing. It was amazing, and it was so raw and heartfelt. I felt this. I really did. Never to be able to shed a tear. The tears would be taken for weakness. You speak for so many men when you say that. You really do. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for the transparency in this, because that takes a lot to be able to be this honest, you know?
Yeah.
It really does. And
appreciate
all
that.
Up
Thank
and through
you.
This piece. Whew.
Those days, we just feel like this, and I feel like this.
Yeah.
It was definitely lit, bro. It was definitely lit. You know what I mean? Like I said, razor sharp.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Thank you.
You know how to put, oh man. But you put it to your pen, and your pen speaks for not just you, but so many others. Thank you for this. Thank you for this. If this
Thank
is anything
you.
Like what the
but
book
yeah,
is going to give to the people, mm-hmm. You better get out there and get your copy. Not just, you know, Van and King put out those products. Y'all make sure that y'all put the work in, and I'm definitely proud of both of you. And I know it's got to be hard to be in both your shoes, knowing you guys like family. But I'm proud of y'all. I'm really proud of the men
Thank
of
you.
Epiphany.
I appreciate that.
Y'all
Thank
do
you.
Your thing,
Thank
and you working through so much and trying to be strong for so many people. I commend you. I really do.
Thank you.
Many blessings
Thank
upon
you.
Everything that you got going on.
I appreciate y'all.
Indeed.
Bro, let them know again where they can go cop that book. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen. If you enjoy poetry, right? My latest book, The Ebony Collection, Volume 4, The Erotic Pen, is designed to touch you in areas that maybe you ain't been touched before, or maybe you didn't know you could be touched. So grab a copy, Lulu.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, or hit me up directly and get you a copy. I mean, get one, get two. The holidays is coming. You know, give some to your family and friends. But this is, I believe in quality over quantity. So this book is truly quality, if I must say so myself. I mean, I know I'm talking like I wrote it. Well, I did. And I know, you'll enjoy it. I promise you'll enjoy it.
I know. Oh, if it's the erotic version, I know. Oh, that's a different man altogether. You guys don't realize that Van, you know, is one. He's more than one person inside of inside of his skin. And the erotic poetry version is a monster. So. Definitely.
Gotta
get my copy.
You.
I gotta get my hands on a copy.
Keep rocking it out, bro. Keep rocking it out.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for the opportunity, the platform. Thank you for the prompt to challenge me to write this piece that I just spit. Got me all in my feels.
Right. Hey, listen.
You know
relief.
How I do, bro.
Yeah.
But I love it, though. I love it.
That's what's up.
I love
Indeed. It. Poetry is a release, and you definitely. Channels through you guys, and that's very dope. Well, you know, before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you also have going on in Epiphany?
Hey, man, listen. This Thursday night, I know y'all missed us last week, but the Get Down is back. J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, will be in the Get Down. And then Saturday night, oh my goodness, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently. We'll be back as well at 9 p.m. So make sure y'all tune in. I can't wait to see y'all Thursday. But we're not gonna just skip past Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, you got Mojave with one of his great shows on Tuesday, and then you got the Erotic Love Zone on Wednesday. Then you got on Friday, you got Renaissance Poetry, and then Sunday you got the Inspiration Factory, and Monday you got King and Queen's Quarters. So hey, welcome back. We missed y'all too. So make sure y'all tune in.
Absolutely.
That's what's
with
up.
That being said, we want to thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic. And everybody, make sure that you get out there and check out that book, because it's going to be something else. And thank you for coming through. One love and one
okay, mic. Hold up.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I forgot one thing. Yo, every Monday at 7:30, let's talk Poetry Corner Eastside Connection with your host, King Atterbury, and yours truly, Poetic. If y'all missed tonight's show, y'all gonna have to catch the replay. But I'm telling y'all what, we're talking about sisterhood and brotherhood, and ooh-wee, the host that we had, the hosting that we had, the guest that we had J. Rob, the wise son, Pearl, a Negra, and when I tell you, it went down. I'm sorry, I forgot all about that one. Okay, King.
It was fire. I'm just saying, that's where I was at with you, because it was, we was right there with it. Brotherhood and sisterhood, what it's about.
I got to check out the replay. Dope.
Busy,
man.
Always appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
You're most welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. I think we got to let that one breathe for a second.
Yeah, let's go.
That's definitely
got to
breathe.
Get in the air. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. perpetrated silence. Do you believe in faith or science? I don't mind the sirens, 'cause at least it brings me guidance. This is what we've become. And you won't put down your smoking gun. Just when you thought you were ready, kingdoms of heaven's falling. Just when you thought you were ready, thunder and rain is pouring. Just when you thought you were ready, kingdoms of heaven's falling. Just when you thought you were ready, thunder and rain is falling. Don't tell me where we're going. Doing 90 in the moment, and I'm holding my condolence to a swallowed in the ocean. I still believe in us. I still wanna call it love. But I guess this is what we've become. And you won't put down your smoking gun. Just when I thought you were ready. Kingdoms of heaven's falling. Just when I thought you were ready for thunder and rain is pouring. Just when I thought you were ready for kingdoms of heaven's falling. Just when I thought you were ready for thunder and rain is pouring.
Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. If you just tuned in, the poetry is getting deep. We are releasing. We are manifesting. We're getting into that invisible ink. Is that right, King?
That's right. That invisible ink, you know what I'm saying? That mm-hmm. with only a pair of eyes and a certain type of eyes and definitely a certain type of spirit can really feel it and see it. You know what I'm saying? No more. There's no need for trauma. You know what I'm saying? The past is the past. Breathe and let it go. You know what I'm saying? Your tomorrow is your future. Wake up, brand new day, brand new feeling. You know what I'm saying? Let that shit the fuck go. You know what I'm saying? Like, always, you know what I'm saying? You cannot forget, but you don't have to live with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Gotta do that.
I know somebody might say, well, it's easy for you to say, no, this is what it should be. That's like dwelling on something you don't need to. Breathe on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Make your day special. Make your day how you want it to be. And it shall be. Put your prayers in the air and just walk into that light. And that's how it's going to be.
Absolutely.
I do that every day. Absolutely. I don't care what heaviness is on. I just walk right into that. You know what I'm saying? And go right there.
Absolutely.
God will take care of you. Trust me. The Most High is always with you. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
I've been through my shit.
I know that's right.
Said,
yes, indeed.
So I just say, yo, you just going to make, that's my affirmation every morning. Brand new day, brand new feeling. Come on, let's get to it. My tomorrow is my future. Forget yesterday. I don't care about yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. All right. Enough of all that manifestation and spirituality talk, but hey, that's who I am. Let's get into the next caller to see what's good.
All right. Okay. All right. It looks like what next up on the mic we have my diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
La Perla Negra.
Your Majesties. Yo, I'm supposed to go after y'all? After what y'all just said? Are you kidding me?
Listen. Having experienced this goddess in her poetry in real life, let me let you guys know, she big cats. Respectfully, you capping right now. We know you a heavy hitter. I've seen her in real life. I've experienced it. You know, listen, this is love and light, and it comes through everything that you write, and it resonates, and it's beautiful, and I love to just bask in that beauty. So don't talk yourself down. Come on now. Bring that sauce.
Oh, God. You know what? I'm bowing my head to you. I really am. Thank you.
No problem.
Same sentiment.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so
much. You are so welcome. Yes. So, how are you feeling? How's everything going on your end?
I'm going to tell you something. I was having kind of, you know what, my spirit was low these past couple of days because I got bad news, you know, and then one of my children decided to show their ass. And I had to get nasty with them, you know. And I don't like to get in that mode, that I got to check you mode when it comes to my kids. Because, you know, kids can, they bring a different kind of angry out in you.
Oh, yes, exactly.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Because you love them.
You love them, so you take so much from them and you don't speak on it. And then when you explode, oh.
Right. Yes, they definitely text your gangster.
Oh man, please, I'm not even going to go no further with it. But I'm feeling good now, y'all show me a love that, you know, I said in the chat, you know, I didn't even know this kind of pure love existed, and I'm ever so grateful. I really am for each and every one of you.
Yes, we love you too.
Love you too, definitely.
Right. Anytime I can just say that there is a woman in this world that just is all light and she'll let you dip into it as if she is a pool of it, even though she, you know, has her ups and downs, I'm like,
That's some goddess shit right there. Embrace that. I definitely love it.
Well,
I definitely.
I'm just gonna say this. Not make me cry. I'm just gonna say this. I don't like La Perla Negra too much, and when I, but I love her. Yeah, you know what I mean? So she might get on my nerves a little bit and shit, but you know what I'm saying? I love her though. I love her spirit and everything. You know what I'm saying? Word. And thank you for coming on to the show earlier. You know what I'm saying? You definitely rocked the building up. You know what I'm saying? Represent sisterhood. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give you flowers on that.
Thank you for having me, man. It's, oh, man, I'm honored and I'm humbled. Thank you. Oh, wow.
No problem. Well, you know, we could gush all day, but I know you brought some beautiful poetry for us to hear today, and I'm going to get on out of the way and let you speak your piece. The mic is yours.
All right,
thank you. This is called Ready for Growth. I now understand that it is possible to witness or observe a behavior objectively for what it is without necessarily being that yourself. And this shall remain true of both positive and negative interactions. A lotus flower grows in muddy water, yet rises above the surface to bloom with remarkable beauty. A diamond forms under extreme heat and pressure to become the hardest, most exquisite jewel. Patience endures time to emergence of ultimate peace. These things all had to grow through harshness in the hardest of conditions, yet came out beautifully stunning, cherished rarities. But just as beautiful emerged from and for those situations and conditions, my love has developed out of a lifetime of abuse and struggle, mentally, spiritually. I have fought and overcame, targeted by deceitfulness, intentional wickedness, being shunned in exile, jealousy, and just pure hatred, all from ones who claim to have loved and cared for me. Because, see, I used to lease my heart out believing it would make the world feel better, one user at a time, and my feet, a simple smile and some laughter, until I started to see something in me that my heart didn't recognize. Yet, from these things endured, emerged the biggest heart in me. Yeah, I have questioned spirit. Why bless me with a heart always ready to be loved, always open, always seeing the beautiful part of the beast, instead of with one blackened and hard as stone? My answer was that I still deserve to be loved. And in time, I came to understand that. But I don't want to just fall in love, because I've been put down, let down way too long, finding myself to be the only one in it. See, I love me. I come from love. I am ready. Love. I want to grow in love and have someone to share in it with me, because I no longer give samples of me. That's it.
Beautiful piece.
I'm
going to
put that whole piece in a bottle and just sprinkle it in my space to ward off every negativity. The way you compare the lotus flower to the diamond to patience, that was so fucking, that was so perfect. And she was like, I used to lease my heart out hoping it would make the world feel better, and I didn't catch, I still deserve to be loved, finding myself to be the only one in it. That experience, oh, man. Listen, we got to talk. We got to talk. Something just came to my mind, and we got to do some talking. This,
okay.
You are.
Thanks again.
Listen, you are a sacred gift, woman. Thank you so much. Thank you for that peace. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, man. Y'all just, wow.
You are amazing with it, though. You definitely, you be laying it out there.
Thank you.
Just a,
thank you.
You are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay. Okay. Before we let you go, the Perla Negra, I need you to let us know what you have going on with Tiffany Radio Universe. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, okay. So I'm start with alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am, what am I doing? I think I've been away too long.
Okay.
You got
it. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to start with Wednesday because I don't, Lord, I forgot about what I do. Anyway, every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, and I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Woo! Now, we have a topic, but I you know what? Things have kind of like set themselves off to the side, so I can't remember it, but my diva can tell y'all, and
okay.
I know y'all love
right.
it. Yeah, because I mean, even if I did remember, you know how we like to tease y'all. We give you the topic of question like at the last minute.
Yeah.
So y'all come on, you might get caught up in the erotic love zone.
I know that's
Every other Friday night, I am, I guess I can say I'm a co-host with Anonymity in Iron Sharpens Iron. And that's, you know, we get a perspective from a, oh, Lord, I'm messing up everything. Listen, y'all just, listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all. Every night of the week, we got something going on here at Epiphany, okay? And no doubt you will enjoy it, okay? You will not leave dissatisfied when you call in. Y'all call it every night. Give us your pen, okay?
Right.
I know you got some dope stuff for us. And that's what I'm going to give to y'all tonight. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm still a little discombobulated from earlier.
Right,
but I'll be
good.
Back.
It's
I'll
all good,
back,
sis.
I'll be back soon, and I'll be giving y'all what I got.
We love you to death, and we thank you. But tune
definitely.
In. But definitely, when you tune in on Wednesdays, please leave any prudishness at the door. You got to come embracing your sapiosexual, heavy on the sexual self, and just open up to the experience because it gets juicier that night. Okay? Okay.
Yes, Lord.
That's right.
Thank you.
Better believe it.
You are so welcome. Well, Perla Negra, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We love and appreciate you. One love and one mic, my love.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Oh, man. She always bringing that beautiful pieces on that, you know what I mean? So,
she does. And
that's what's up.
I feel like her pieces are, like, so introspective, and it, like, comes from a place of, like, it's not just poetry. It's a soul experience. That's the best way to describe it. You know what? I'm speaking into existence. It's going to be a soul experience somewhere with LaPerla.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
highly spiritual. You know what I mean?
It is. All right.
Before you go into your song, I just want to throw a little promotional thing out to let these people know that King has some product out there. You know, you go on to Lulu.com. And witness the J.W. Atterbury edition, Volume 1, Loud Silent Thoughts. You know what I mean? So you can delve into the mind of what King be thinking about and what he be out there doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you can shoot on the Amazon and witness the J.W. Atterbury Volume 2, Eyes from the Sky. If you want to see what be going through King mind and how he came about in this life right now to get where he at right now, go cop that book, Eyes from the Sky, J.W. Atterbury, Volume 2, Joel Washington Atterbury on Amazon. And you'll see exactly what made King who he is today.
Hmm. Definitely have to check that out for sure. Yes, make
that's
sure
more
you
personal. That book is more personal. You know what I mean? They can see, oh, so that's King. Yes, that's me.
Oh.
I let myself go and just let the world know, yeah, this is what made me.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds like a dope way to, you know, position it. I can't wait to read it. I really can't.
Look, and it both came out on Thanksgiving. That's God.
Oh, they did?
I was shocked.
Okay.
Yeah. Double release.
They did.
Yeah.
You're doing your numbers. You definitely do your numbers. I'm proud of you.
Well, no, I'm going to just throw it out there. 21 and 22, I mean, but, you know, at the same time, I'm humbled that God gave me a gift to bring into the world through the fruition of his words and his grace to let people know, like, what's up with me. You know what I mean? So,
yes, indeed.
God's favor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Ashe. Much success for everything that you're working on. I know you keep your hands busy in a lot of different things and really growing the poetry community, you know, but pray blessings on everything that you're doing because
Thank you. You definitely do your thing.
All right. Well, let's get back into this experience, Visible Ink.
Well,
I'm going to play a quick song and we're going to come back to our next caller. How's that, King?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good to me. Well, we need a song after that piece.
Yes, indeed. I think I got the good one. Hold on one second. right, all right. Definitely got to put some Jilly on from Philly on the track. Definitely a Philly girl, along with La Perla Negra. So it's apropos, I think. How are you doing tonight, King? How are you holding up? You enjoying the vibes?
Hey, I'm enjoying the vibes and everything. I mean, dope music, dope poetry. This is what the world needs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you need that ambiance of something special. You know what I mean? Right, to take it to the next day. You know?
That's true. That's true. All right. So how about we keep the party going? It looks like next up on the mic we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarter, Lady A. Thank you for joining
us.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, yo, what's up? What's good? What's good?
Back. Everybody.
We are doing great. We are doing great. That's good to hear your voice. How are you holding up down up there, I should say?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got all my Christmas shopping wrapped and done, and the decorations are up. The tree is up. I've been busy.
Yes.
I love it, though. I feel bad now
because I haven't even looked in the direction of Christmas, but I know that, you know, I love to see the decorations this time of year, so I'm sure it's really beautiful.
Yes, I love it. It's my favorite time of year. It's really nice.
It is.
The poetry's been really good. I'm so glad you guys are back, and I made a comment on your piece, My Queen. And I think you guys are so great and so much fun to be back and listen to you.
Oh, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the love and support. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Well, Lady A, the topic of tonight is Invisible Ink. And King, are you still there?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
I think.
Invisible Ink, baby.
Okay.
Invisible Ink. Still the word.
Yes.
I don't think I understood what you meant, if you meant as invisible ink by writing with metaphor or just words that make you feel. I'm not sure.
Invisible ink is basically you coming from your spirit, you know what I'm saying, to plant yourself in a better place and space in this world. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's called fill the words. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I wrote a couple of new poems this week, and I was torn between, but now I know which one I'm going to read. And I want to send this out to Van because the entire piece is about water. He'll know what I mean because he challenged me to write something a couple weeks ago without mentioning water in it, but this is full of it. So this is for you, Van.
Shout out to Van. He's definitely listening in. All right, we can't wait to hear it, Lady A. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. This is called Winter, the Sea and Me. Winds howl, white caps crash upon the rocks, over sand dunes and docks. Osprey hunt the Northumberland Strait, keen eyes catch without bait. Sea salt scents the air above, my feet planted firmly at the beach I love. Poseidon rages, sun shines upon my face, he's granted me today's grace. Grounded by sea and sand, this is home, she beckons me. Wind nips my nose till red, whispers secrets in my head. Winter weather speaks to me, spirit to spirit sets me free. Windows give view to my aim, true love, the sea, conjoined with me. I am inert to ocean's power. Waves break, beguile each hour. A Saturday winter walk upon the beach rejuvenates and gives me peace. Sea air clean and crisp, cold winds blowing. It's worth the risks of frostbite to fingers and toes. The sea, my heart enfolds, and poem.
Okay.
That was so beautiful and vivid, and I cannot imagine being at the beach in Canada in the cold. I think you're a special type of woman for that experience. But the way that you described it in such vivid, vivid detail, I like the line when you say keen eyes catch. How do you say keen eyes catch without?
Keen eyes catch without bait. There's a particular kind of bird of prey that we have here, and and you can watch them as they dive. I do. This is where I get my strength. Even if I can put my foot on the sand for 10 minutes, it gives me something. Yeah,
that's something you and King have in common. King loves to go down to the beach year round, right, King? You like to go down to the beach and meditate as well.
Hold on, Queen. Let me just back the story up a minute. I go down to the beach, stand on the sand, look at the water, look at the sky and everything, and I get up out of there. I don't lay on the beach and none of that type of jazzy business on that.
I'm a city dude.
Just go down and get grounded.
Yeah, grounded, balanced, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And let everything else go. But I don't lay on the beach on the beach chair.
Yeah.
That ain't me. But anybody
I think that her experience of being at one with that and being grounded by all of those different senses around her while she was there, it was beautifully painted, and it does remind me a lot of how you say that you go down to the water to find your balance and your peace. So
That's what it's all about. Being a part of nature, you know, that's what the world is. Nature, natural habitat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well,
I think it's
too,
a special type of poetry that is.
You can harken back. I mean, we come from the water. I mean, we live in salt water. The first 9 months of our existence, and we're in tune with that. It's really, to me, it's an amazing place to be, and the magnificence and the power of the water is it's amazing.
It really is. It is. I'm not as close to the water as you guys might be, but I definitely love the experience of just going in and embracing the sights, the sounds, the smells, the sound of the waves.
Oh,
it's so peaceful. It really is. And I think you capture that really brilliantly in that piece. Thank you so much, Lady A. We appreciate it.
Thank you for coming through with that piece, though. You know what I'm saying? That was right
for
there.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You always got to allow things to resonate in your spirit. I mean,
right.
Take you there, and you'll be right there.
Right. Yes, indeed. Well, Lady A, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate your love and support. Definitely.
Great being back.
Your poetic perspective.
Thanks.
You too.
Yeah.
One love, one mic, my dear.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Oh, wow. That's definitely, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you realize that, you know, her pieces are so introspective, but they're so vividly painted that sometimes
was very
it can
nice
be.
Though,
it was. It was. Yeah.
It was
I think
very
she has
nice
a really
was,
good
man.
Way of painting a picture.
Yeah. Gotta paint a picture. You know what I mean? Show that imagery. You know what I mean?
For sure. All right, I'm going to play a little music for us before we get into the next poet. Is that
all
right with you, King?
Hey, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
All right, here we go.
I still remember how it felt when our love was gone. Ooh, yeah.
Gotta love some Case on a Monday night. Speaking on Invisible Ink, feeling these words. That's right.
I know. Picture in a broken glass.
Yes, yes. It's one of my favorite cuts by Case. Yeah. I need one night to steal the airwaves with music. I'm sorry. Yeah.
One day, I'm gonna have to get my cousin on one of the poetry shows. On that to just be on it and sing one of them songs. I mean. I'm going to see what I can work
right.
out.
He is one for your cousin. Oh, snap. Okay, all right.
I'm like, come on, bro. Like, you
use the family card, you know.
I know, right?
Make it happen. Definitely make it happen.
Right? Definitely.
I can't wait to hear
too,
it. I know. Let's keep that into existence
right?
tonight. Oh, snap. Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope. All right.
Definitely.
He said we manifested tonight, so it's coming true. It's going to come through.
That's right. It's going to come true on that. Yeah.
For sure.
Let's touch these these grounds of the phone calls on that. We got some things lined up in here.
We do. Oh, man. It looks like next up on the mic is our other beautiful diva of epiphany, Miss VIP. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Ms. VIP. How are you on this lovely evening?
Oh, well, thank you. I'm very well. How are you?
What's up, Adrian?
Hey. Hello.
How's it going? What's up?
I'm really good. This is a phenomenal show. Look, I missed all last week, and I'm just glad that everybody's back. So,
yes,
great topic for me.
I definitely feel like everyone needed a little bit of a break, come back with some new energy. Definitely hope the callers are tuning in to, you know, feel this vibe with us, and we appreciate you guys for coming through and joining as well. Can't wait to hear what you guys have lined up, but we'll get to that later. We will, we will. So tonight we're talking Invisible Ink, feeling the vibe. So King speaks of that as, you know, speaking life into things, speaking things into fruition, speaking positively, definitely letting some things go, letting some things go if you need that release.
Breathe.
And that's what we are.
Breathe
tonight.
And let it go.
Right.
Tomorrow's a whole different show.
Yes, indeed. All right. We definitely can't wait to hear your poetic perspective. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. This piece is untitled. You may not see the words, but you feel them when I read them. The words may be invisible, yet you know how I feel, because I wear my heart on my sleeve. Once I speak, our auras may combine with wisdom, love, and respect. The conversation flows as I come correct. Sometimes it's what you read that will make you feel, but in the spirit of unity, I speak the words you don't see, a supplication for peace, to shine your light wherever you go, to keep that positive vibe just flow. Some have the invisible words you really can't speak. You may feel weak, and sometimes you have to get on your knees and pray to the one that can keep you from falling. Or if you just need an ear, get on the phone to a confidant. I was in that space, was living in that place. Until I uttered those words to be uplifted, the words God gifted me. There are still some invisible words I haven't spoken, but when I do, they won't be spoken in vain. They will have substance and everything for all to gain. And that's that piece.
Right to the point and letting you know, that was Ms. VIP.
Yes, yes, yes. Ooh.
Definitely laid that down, woman. Yeah.
I love the opening line. You may, when you say you may not see the words, but you'll feel them when I speak them. That's like saying laying down the gauntlet for everything that was to come, and like understand I am a, you know, I'm fully contained woman. I know where my strength comes from, and you just spoke like all of those things. That was so boss. That really was. You're so welcome, King.
Hey, it was definitely dope. She know how to lay it down. You know what I'm saying?
She does. She does.
That's epiphany all day.
All right, right. A beautiful poet with her own, your own independent way of like. I feel like the energy that you bring is so unique because you, first off, your voice, you could probably read a pancake box and make it sound just a little bit sultry without even trying.
Oh,
but
goodness.
Your words are like so beautifully no nonsense. It's like, you know what, I understand now. I understand from a place that you're going to have like 10, you're going to have a few days before you're going to catch up to exactly what I know about myself. But so let me tell you how this is going to work. It's so boss. It's definitely, I love it.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, Ms. VIP, thank you so much for bringing that piece to us. But before we let you go, do you want to let us know what's going on in the Tiffany Radio Universe on your end?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my beautiful diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. And the topic is, have you fulfilled everything on your sexual bucket list?
Oh.
So if you have, so we want to know. So that's what we're going to be discussing on Wednesday. So y'all come through. We're going to have some fun.
Sounds like a fun
okay,
time
now.
Can't wait. We'll definitely be tuning in. Yes, indeed.
That right. Sounds like one of them songs on it. The first time I looked into your eyes.
Uh-oh. he's speaking
Lord,
now. He's
Lord
singing now.
Will
it's
be
clear
on
space.
Deck. Lord will be there.
All right, now.
Filling your ear. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, Pearla Negra. Thank you so much, La Pearla Negra. I'm sorry. Miss VIP.
I was going to say, that's Miss VIP.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All respect to. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry I messed that up a little bit, but
no,
it's
all
so
good.
Love.
That's the divas, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They both sultry and beautiful with their pieces, so I would
yes.
get mixed up, too. You know what I mean? So, hey, it's all good. They know. They know what they know. You know what I mean?
They know who we be, right?
Yeah,
okay.
They know what they know. You know, we having a beautiful show tonight, so they know we over ecstatic about what's going on. So,
indeed. All right. I do want to remind anyone listening in online, if you'd like to call in and share your pieces, we would definitely love to hear you. That dial-in number again is 319-527-6300. And don't be shy. Make sure you hit that one so that you can be heard. All right.
I know that's right.
Indeed. I'm going to play a quick song before we get into our next caller, and we'll be right back
All
with
right.
you.
That's right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. I'm glad the week is over. I need to get away. Go home and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't wait to see you looking lovely. I hope you're thinking of me. Cause all I want is time.
Be a night without a little Jilly from Silly. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of the Real Entertainment Network.
Was that Anthony Hamilton?
Yes, Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton. Indeed.
No, what a perfect combination.
Right. That's a classic. That's a classic right there. I do want to make sure that before the night is over, we take the time out to thank our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw in the For Real Entertainment Network and the Boss Man, For Real. I don't see him in queue tonight, and I know he wasn't feeling well, so I definitely want to give him shouts out. Can't wait to see you back in fine form and good health. You know, you're in our prayers, Boss Man.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Much prayers going out to Larry Matt.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Well, how about we keep this show rolling? It looks like, ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. It is J-Rob, the wise son. J-Rob, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Tonight is a really good night. How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, we good out here, you know what I mean?
Yes,
excuse me, keeping that show rolling.
Excellent.
How are you feeling?
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I get a chance to listen to y'all and these phenomenal poets that get a chance to come through and share their truth. It's pretty dope.
It really is. And we thank you for taking the time to come through and join us. It's been some really great poetry coming through tonight. The topic really expanded things to, like, let people vocalize and just materialize things, you know, a little alchemy going on. So as the vibe went on.
What's the next topic?
Gang.
Hey. You know, the topic tonight, Invisible Ink, Feel the Words.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Oh, he said let's do that. He's on it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand back. Clear the floor, dust it off, dust the mic. The mic is all yours.
This is the second time that I'll be reciting this piece. Not just the second time today, but the second time, period, since I wrote it a couple of weeks ago. So let's see if this goes over very any type of way. Recently I was asked, did I think I was good at this poetry thing, this spoken word thing, while this person held a 26-ounce bag of alphabet that I really needed to cop. So I thought about my words very carefully because I needed those alphabets very desperately. You see, before I snatched it out of his hand, I explained that what I do with this bag is the same thing that Dr. Fate does with pixie dust before casting spells. You see, I conjure up images long forgotten that are suppressed but are on the forbidden book list. And I use razor sharp pencil tips to chop up these alphabets into a powder dust mist that I will snort or liquefy before inserting them into my brain by any means necessary, because I can't admit that I'm an addict to this poetry shit, and I will go into a poetic unlike anything your ass has ever seen. And with what is left, I will put some in a glass, and I will inhale a visceral verbal assault in visual form just to show you what it does and how potent poetry can really be. And with the scraps, I'm going to put that on the tip of my tongue, and I'm going to whisper wisdom into the eardrums of lost lovers of all things that make heartbeat palpitations possible to the point of no return. And as you were listening to fade into a purple haze of finger snaps and appreciation and applause, to go for yours. Because I may not be a lot of things when it comes to this poetry thing, but with those letters, I give listeners hope. I'm so fucking habit-forming that this poetry thing, what I am in real life, when it comes to this poetry, I'm as deep as a drug, girl. You can call me dope. And give me a goddamn bag. I gotta write some shit.
Here we go. Goodbye, son.
What? What did I just experience? What was that? Ladies and gentlemen, did you just hear this?
You just experienced a dynamic piece.
He said, I conjure up images long forgotten from the band. But what? What? The comparisons, you put your, it's like, you know, that Southern cooking. You put your foot in this. You put your foot in it. I really love this
definitely
piece. I really did. Drums of Lost Mother. I give listeners hope. Need that dope. This is funky.
Yeah.
And the flavor, the swag that you threw in the middle of it, just they make it no better. It's just, oh man.
Definitely
that
did your thing, man. Definitely.
You did. That was awesome.
What? For the people who are listening, I tried to write this the same way dope fiends cop a bag.
Right. Yeah.
But the poet, the alphabet just helps the poet become what the drug actually is. So.
Right.
I'm glad y'all brought it.
And the poet can't wait to get to that next fix, and you bring that dope because you are that dope in the end of all of it. It culminates into everything that you are.
Right.
I was like, yes, yes, yes. You threw that down. You threw that down for real. I'm picking out what you're putting down on every line. Oh, I wish you could throw it up in the thing so that I can read this because this needs to be dissected. I need to read this again. Ah. Oh. Yes,
Thank
yes,
you so
yes.
very much. Thank you.
Yeah. You're so welcome. Oh, man.
Definitely. Oh, extremely humble. And again, this is a new piece that I'm playing with so I can perform it sometime in the next couple of months. And this is the second time that I've recited it since I've written it. The first time King allowed me an opportunity to share it. But I wanted to definitely share this on your show, so thank you, folks.
It's definitely
a
fly.
I
appreciate that.
I am honored. That's showing them how it's done. That is the juxtaposition between what is and that what runs the undercurrent of what, you know, okay. I'm gonna hush and just let you have your moment. This is glorious. I appreciate it. All right.
Thank you,
Mama. Well, T-Rob. You're so welcome. Before we let you
definitely
go.
Definitely appreciate you,
yes, we do. We do. Oh, man. Before we let you get out of here, you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe as we refresh ourselves.
Definitely. Listen, December the 1st will be the first of many get-downs for the holiday season. Myself and Van Meadows are cooking up some things that's going to taste like some Southern soul food, spoken word. Oh, my God. Please, everyone within the sound of my voice, come through for some of this good old-fashioned cooking, whether you like chitlins or smothered turkey wings and a little bit of that red rice and some of them candy yams, because this is going to be a treat to the ears this coming month, and I can't wait for y'all to come through it. And here what we got going on. I'm gonna get down Thursday night, 9 p.m. on Epiphany Radio Universe.
That sounds scrumptiously fun. Can't wait for that to take place. We will definitely be tuning in. All right, K-Rob, just let the room saturate in everything that we just heard. And we are going to let you go. We appreciate your time and energy and you coming through and, you know, doing what you need to do to tighten up this piece for your comfort, because it's definitely dope in its current form. But we appreciate you, no doubt. No doubt. One love, one mic.
Thank you again.
One mic, brother. Love you, brother. Word. Love you more, King.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that was J-Rob, the wise son, showing you how it's done. Definitely appreciate him coming through. Oh, man, that was a vibe. That was a whole vibe. Whew.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Oh, man. Oh, all right. So, can I play a little more music, or you want to go on to the next call?
Yeah, let's go on to another song before you bring the caller in. That's what's up.
Okay. All right. I'm definitely going to do that. Oh, it's a precursor to what we have coming up. So I'm just going to drop it. I'm going to drop it like it's hot.
Move a lot of blows. Ask him his dream. What does
said, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome back, King. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Feeling good in the atmosphere. This epiphany universe is something else.
It definitely is. It definitely is. I was looking for Pusha Man by Curtis Mayfield, but I think Superfly is a close second to follow that piece because it gave me that vibe where it's like, you know, I can go on and on about that piece J. Rogers here. That was definitely dope. Can you take any more of this, King? Can you take any more of this deliciousness that we're being shared?
It's going down. It's out there. You know what I mean?
It is going down. It is going down. Oh, and it looks like next up on the mic is definitely a treat. It is none other than the boss man himself, the guy that make this all possible, the man behind the For Real Entertainment Network, the Epiphany Radio Universe, King and Queen's Corner, and everything else that you experience on this network, the glue that keeps it all together. For Real, the poet. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, boss man. How are you doing tonight?
Hey,
how are you holding
baby, up? Baby, baby, take your socks off. Hello, Miss Queen. Hello, King, sir, your highness.
Hello,
how are
hello.
You?
What's going on, boss?
What are you
doing,
baby?
Well.
What
it's
doing,
doing
baby,
it is doing.
Baby.
How are we doing?
Doing
I know you were a little under the weather. How are we going?
Hey, we doing a whole lot better. We doing a whole lot better. Trust me in that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful to hear.
That's what's up. Words.
Thank you for asking. And while you're asking, you know, I'd just like to shout out to my brother Poetic, and I, you know, hope that he's doing better as well. I know we both got received that light attack at the same time, but you know what? God is good, and He's got our backs. But, you know, I feel good. I feel really good.
That's
a lot of praying hands in your honor. So definitely glad to hear you guys are on the mend and coming back to your full strength. That's definitely good to hear. And it's good to hear your voice tonight. I didn't expect to hear you. I thought you would be, you know, resting. But you guys don't rest. You're just some sort of machine that occasionally needs a reboot, I guess.
Hey, look, after that little momentary struggle, look, I couldn't wait to use my voice again. To be honest with you, I didn't expect to hear myself either tonight. You know, but, you know, listening to some of these programs, you know, you guys have a way of inspiring people to, you know, to lift up and come beyond yourself from what you might be going through. So I've been listening in, and I've heard some really delicious poetry, and it's been inspiring.
Just
heard from my brother John. You know, after coming after John, you know, the wise son, you know, J-Rob, what you expect, you know? I think y'all, you know, that's kind of provoking, you know. It was a setup.
In a good way, in a good way, though. You know, iron does sharpen iron around here. So, you
know. That's right.
Yeah. And you do your thing. You do your thing. That Superfly was in your honor also, because I've experienced you as well in real life, and you are. I mean, you are like, you do your thing. You embody it, you know.
Yeah.
Your version of poetry is just so... It's so dope.
Thank you.
I'll be trying. There we go. I'm
going to
get a cat button for when y'all come up here capping like y'all don't know what y'all are doing.
Yeah, that was good, though. You said that was for me too, Superfly. I mean, what you got my face hurting right now.
I'm glad to hear there's a smile on that face again, because, you know, last time I saw your face, you looked like you weren't doing too well. So I'm glad you're on the mend for sure.
That must have been a sight to see. Yes.
Now, you definitely didn't sing yourself, but, you know, you're a fighter. You're a fighter. So here we are. We back in the ring.
That's right.
Yes, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, I know you're fired up and inspired by the poetry that you've heard, so we're going to get on out of your way and yield the mic to you. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, this piece here is a re-performance of something I recently wrote. I may have done it here, I'm not sure, but I'm just going to do it again because I was too lazy to write anything else. All right.
Transparency, thank you.
All right, so it goes like this. She looks like she needs to be loved, touched, held, embraced. She's been captive, held captive by love gone bad. You know what, but I'm willing to be her escape. Such beauty as hers needs to be uncaged. She looks like she needs to be loved, to be set free, to spread those wings. I'd love to love her, be her, love her, love her. Let her fly away with me to be my queen. We'd make good loving. Love, I'd love to touch her. Be the one to touch her when she's open to being touched again. I'd show her how it would feel to have these fingers rubbed lightly up against her like aloe across damaged skin, healing her. Be to her like cocoa butter. I don't know who it was that last held her, who left her damaged, rounded, broken wing, removed feathers. I just want to be the first to embrace her, hold and reassure her. Hold her gently as if she were a long-stemmed rose. My heart I'd present to her, make a difference, show her something different than the manure that she's been in, receiving in. Love isn't so far away, and she doesn't have to be so distant. No need to hide away, wasting days locked away like some broken keepsake, haunted by our yesterday's mistakes, errors, bad decisions that we've made, courtships, relationships that we dreamed would last forever but didn't. We keep tally the number of them on a page in our minds, scribbled in a number two. But what we should do is turn that pencil around and erase them blues and gray skies. We don't need to hide. We don't need to hide our days away, afraid to love again, to let it in, to let love happen, to allow its essence to pour upon our skin. Right now, looking at her, love is something that I'd love to be saturated in, smothered in, engulfed in its magic. Today, she looks like me. Just like me, my reflection, the look that she sees in my eyes says that he needs to be loved. You know what? I must look like I need to be loved. To love reciprocated. The look of love reciprocated. It's okay if both of us feel this way. We both need to be loved. We want to be. Well deserved. For real.
Oh my gosh. It was the
Leave it up to the boss, man. Very expressive piece.
Yes. Thank you.
It's like you love speak that. Of a deep desire to love, to pour into someone and to be poured into. And that just resonated throughout this piece. You said she looks like she needs to be loved and such beauty as hers needs to be uncaged. Be the one to touch her when she's open to be touched again. That tentative, those tentative steps, that gentleness. Oh, like, this was beautiful and lovely. Oh, yeah, man, I just fell in love with this. It spoke to me. It really did.
Thank you.
Oh, and just a little shout out to Boss Man. I'll be contacting you soon for that next piece.
Hey, I'll be there waiting for you, man. I got your back. I knew that was coming. I did.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. He's trying to get you to ghostwrite again. Is that what you're trying to do?
No, not the piece. I'm talking about necklace.
He's talking about raw links.
Oh, raw links. Oh, raw links. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a walking billboard.
Yes,
the raw link pieces are definitely beautiful and dynamic and one of a kind. Y'all make sure that you check out the Boss Man and his line of products and understand that you can get them customized. He constantly reminds you guys, check them out for sure.
Y'all got me. Whether y'all know it or not, y'all got me writing pieces. Y'all got me extending my piece right now.
Oh, all right. We can't wait to hear the revisions. I can't wait. I hope you bring it back next week. Sometime this week. I'll definitely be tuning into the other shows on the Epiphany Radio Universe. And, you know,
let me share with y'all the words y'all just gave to me. Some words y'all just gave to me. This is what you said. Okay, you said, pour into someone, and to be poured into. Right?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard yourself say that.
Yes.
To pour into someone and to be poured into. That's going to go back in there. And
yes.
See, there's me, like Raw Links. That's my brother right there.
Yes.
See, there's me like Raw Links. Y'all got me going in.
Oh. Uh-oh. Listen, I see a promo video with this as a backdrop to some high bass jazz, and it's definitely going down. Let's make that happen.
Oh, that's coming
soon.
That's gonna be beautiful.
I got you, Larry.
Hey, I'm gonna have to get with J-Rap. I need a nice jazz piece. I need a nice jazz instrumental piece.
Yes, and the backdrop of that, oh, that's gonna be fire. That's gonna be absolute fire. Ah, okay, can't wait to hear that one. All right.
Hey,
well, Boston, we know we take you in and out of retirement. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, the last part that I gave you, I was going to ask you, how do you think this sounds? Okay. It's a little revision, then I'll let you kick me out. She wears me like she wears raw links. Why be average when you can be raw? Mm. Baby, baby.
Yes, baby,
baby.
Baby.
Oh, snap. That's going to be dope. Okay. All right. Get that jazz track. Hit King up for the new. King has been doing his numbers, I understand, with the graphic designs and, you know, putting media behind this beautiful art that we're sharing. So definitely check him out with that as well. Put something together.
Yeah.
This piece needs to go behind. This piece is so ambient and cerebral, and I know it speaks to a lot of men and a lot of women. That's kind of hard to do because sometimes we'll choose one particular person that we're kind of directing. You know, it speaks to one particular type of person, but some pieces cross the boundary between those two things that kind of stand between us, and it's like I want to feel you and support you and be a part of your growth as much as I want you to be, and I want you to be a part of mine just as much.
Yeah.
And I think that is something people are very afraid to openly admit for fear of rejection, but this is so smooth with that notion that I think this needs to be heard. This needs to be felt for sure. That's dope.
Yeah.
I love this piece.
Once again, I thank both of you, and felt good to release.
Yeah.
And express, you know, poetically. So I thank you guys for being on tonight, and I hope you enjoyed your time away, but welcome back.
You too.
That's right. Thank you.
We are back. Thank you very much. And we appreciate you stepping out of retirement to join us. And we're going to let you relax and finish recharging your battery and, you know, get back to us at that 100% that we know and love. So.
Mm-hmm.
For tonight,
all right,
one love, one mic, Boss Man.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby. Take
baby,
your socks
baby.
Off.
Take your socks off. That's right. Take your socks off. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the overflow. It is officially 11:06 p.m. If you missed that cutoff, I guess you're going to miss out on a very, very amazing, a treat that we are going to have. You know, he's an epiphany brother that, you know,
right.
Busy man. We don't always get to hear his voice, but we're very happy to have him join us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Keith Eric, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you?
Renaissance is in the building.
What's going on, people? How y'all doing? I'm enjoying the show.
What's
glad
going on, bro?
The press one. Hey, you know, I'm trying to duck off at work so I can, you know, so I can be involved.
We appreciate you. We definitely appreciate it. It's great to hear your voice. How are you holding up out there? You say you're at work.
Man, you know, trying to make it. Yeah, I'm at work at the moment. Getting over, you know, this flu that's been going around like everybody else. So basically testing my little breath out, see how I do. It, you know, it's been moving on all of us for a little bit here.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all needed that break, time with the family, got good energy. So, you know, just trying to come back right.
All right. Okay. We pray for you to get back to 100%. And it's good to hear you in fine form and able to join us. Thank you.
True facts.
Yeah, so tonight we are talking about invisible ink, you know, the emotions behind your pen, you know, manifesting things from that perspective. And I know, you know, I've heard your work and I know what you're capable of, so I'm going to give you a chance to just, you know, join us on the stage. And the mic is all yours.
I got a piece here called We Be Gods. There's something to be said about love that can be felt from a distance. It's in the blood. You can sense it. To many, it seems senseless not to be in one another's presence. However, how does it say about love? And no matter how far, I can say I've never sensed less. They say less is more, but I don't know about that. But time and distance matter not to love. In this instance, it's only insistent on never letting go. Deeper than a rabbit hole, our literal wonderland. It's no wonder, man, that I sink deeper into her quicksand. And I'm not talking about her yoni, but to sink into her slowly is equivalent to grounding, lightning from the sky. I'm the conduit. She's into it. Holds my mind. Like her arms and legs wrap around me tightly, never letting me go, swaddling. No wonder she calls me baby. I walk her to sleep steadily. Makes sense she also calls me daddy. I pay attention to her needs, mastery. They say it's blasphemy, but she's a goddess to me. Yet she humbles me by worshiping my seeds on her knees, planted sweetly in her fields of skin, bronze, perfection. Every time we kiss, I learn a lesson. Like the universe just passed through with knowledge of the birth of quasars. We be Venus and Mars. We be the stars. We be dark matter. We be where dark love matters. And the space is too dark to see. The space is in between time it takes before my beautiful one is seen. I still breathe her in. In her eyes, I feel seen. We be so in love, I be Al Green, and she be my vocal cords, because she's my melody. And just in case you think I'm bullshitting, I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with me. We be the bleed, the blood, the need of souls, the ancestors sowed these seeds into our memory. So even if I'm asleep in a whole new century, she'll find her way to me. I recognize her instantly. She's the best of me. My iris can see her memories of me. So when I look into her own, no longer the unknown, because we own the sun and the moon, the sun in the moon, Mawu in Lisa. We give birth to intoxication, Tower of Pisa. It's like we on that lean. I lean in for our kisses that save me. She craves me like the Sahara craves water. My mouth creates water when I taste her. I mean, the Sahara used to be an ocean. We float in a space we create no sin until we pass into the darkness of time where we can no longer see just voices in unison. We be gods, no blasphemy, speaking these words until the next time. Please, wait for me. Renaissance.
God damn it. Listen, oh, I wasn't ready. Oh, oh my God.
Yo, bro, that was definitely dope, yo.
Yes. How do you mix a brown liquor vibe with a love poem so masterfully? It's just, I was just taking down lines. I'm like, I sink deeper into her quicksand. You say, I'm the conduit, and she's into it. And it was like the, I love this. I need to hear more of you on a regular basis. I don't hear enough of you. You definitely bring your own brand to just the. Your name speaks for itself. It definitely does. Oh, man. Mm.
I appreciate it.
It was definitely on point.
You said,
we appreciate that.
And that line where you were like, every time we kiss, I learn a lesson. And you said, that burst of quasars, we Venus and Mars. I'm like, damn, that's your shit, sir. That's love, right? That's love. That's a deeper kind of love that I don't think everybody gets to experience, but you painted it so brilliantly. It's dope. We be gods, no blasphemy. You better talk that talk. All right. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay, all right.
Now come back and do a little something on the mic because it's, you know, been a minute. I think I'm going to have to cast maybe two of my shows in a row. But this Friday, we'll be back, you know.
Hmm.
Well, okay. God willing, we'll be back.
All right, okay.
This Friday coming up. So I'm looking forward to getting back on the air and hearing some good poetry. But I was feeling a little anxious and definitely was happy to be able to not only listen to the show, but take a moment, you know, while I had, you know, free time, free space, basically, for somebody to walk in here. All right.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking the time out. I know it sounds a little difficult, but oh, we are blessed to have experienced that piece of poetry, and we definitely look forward to hearing you. Do you guys have a topic or something that we're working with that's floating around so far?
No, we don't do that. So
yeah, I don't.
Last time was basically. Whatever y'all in the energy of spit, that's basically what we promote. Mm-hmm. We want y'all to come through whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, whatever you need to get off your chest, that's what we want y'all to bring to the show because we want to reciprocate that. You give us that energy. I got to spit this so bad. That's the energy you come with. We're going to respond with that energy because we want to hear that. You know, whatever it is that you wrote that's on your heart, the spit, that's what you bring to the show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that.
That's what
I
we say. We say we're not talking about your best shit. We don't want you to impress us. We're talking about the best shit to you that day.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's your best shit right now is what you want to spit. We don't want you to impress us. Impress yourself.
Okay. I love that idea. Definitely looking forward to it, and we will be tuning in. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to hearing you on Friday. And don't be a stranger. Come back through next week. You know, I feel like everyone on this network brings such a different perspective that when, you know, people tune in and listen, they can, you know, learn more and grow more. I know I grow every time I hear you guys spit, and you definitely bring something that is so unique to everything that I hear on a regular basis that I definitely want to hear more of it. Sure.
Yeah.
Being able to hear Big John come through, hearing For Real do his piece, you know, and then I'll come through and Jermaine, we all got a different flavor, but y'all got something to say. And, you know, as folks, that's what Epiphany does. You know, we bring that different kind of vibe, but everybody holds their own.
Family.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is a family. Well, Keith, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we look forward to hearing more from you. We appreciate your time. Yes, one love and one life.
I appreciate both of y'all for, you know, having the platform, and I keep listening to y'all there.
All right, thank you, thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Renaissance poet, Keith Eric, bringing his brand of, I can't even put it into a specific box because it's my first time in a while hearing him spit something, but I know his reputation precedes him, and he's definitely a boss poet. We got to hear more from him, and he's a part of the Epiphany family. Be sure to check him out on Fridays. And I think that's it for us tonight, King. It is 11:17.
Hey.
The poetry has been fire. The vibes have been high. And I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. How about you?
I definitely did. You know what I'm saying? So, Queen, why don't you take us out, put some last words on it, take us out with some good music, and we'll see everybody next week.
For sure, for sure. So I just want to make sure people know to tune in tomorrow night on the Poetry Corner. It's going to be a deep dive, guys. Make sure that you're tuning in. I want to, again, shout out to the man behind the brand that makes this all possible, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Make sure to hit him up, you know. Shouts out to the... Yes, indeed. And shouts out to the entire Epiphany family. And shouts out to you, King, the man behind the dream on these Monday nights, the king that keeps me a queen. All love, all
Thank
love.
Thank you very
shouts
much.
Hey,
We doing it up. You know what I mean?
Right,
much love
right.
to you, queen. Word.
Thank you. And also, last but not least, shouts out to the, you know, to all of the poets who have the courage to call in and hit that one. It takes a great amount of vulnerability to share these amazing pieces of yourself with us. And we thank you so much, and we encourage you to keep writing, keep reciting, keep vibing, and keep evolving the art form into the next level of and to our listeners on Blog Talk, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the other streaming platforms. You guys are the reason that we're here. Thank you. You know, try to hit that one sometimes. Reach out and call us. We'd love to hear your perspective as well. Stay blessed. Stay well. And, you know, keep writing. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any closing words, King?
Hey, just tune in. Let's Talk Network. We got a lot of things going on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays. Click like and subscribe. Check us out. Look at me on Facebook, Joel Washington Atterbury. And also Monday nights, King and Queen's Quarters. What can I say? Epiphany Universe. You heard?
Indeed. And with that, one love, one mic, Epiphany family. We love you. See you
one
next
love,
week.
One mic.
Negativity, tongue down. captivity. Tongue down, down, down. Go away, far away.
I cry when little brother die. Got high and watch the sunrise. Wiggle on them at one time, made it hung all of my people. I love all of my people. I'm in the slums with all of my people. They try to tell us that we all equal. We get no justice, so it ain't peaceful. Yeah, they can bluff you, they can beat you. Pay the attorney, we gon' need it. Mama told me they were demons. She ain't never lied on her Jesus. She worked her ass off just to beat us. She went to rough the cop and knew Adidas. She used to tap in with all the teachers. They wasn't teaching nothing, it's no secret. Whole lot of crime, little niggas beefing. We gotta keep it or end up a victim. Trapped in the system, trafficking drugs. Modern day slavery, African thug. We go to war for this African blood. We go to war for this African blood. When I put niggas on, it was all out of love. You was disloyal, can't call that no love.
For my teeth, jealousy, negativity, tongue down, down, down. Go away, far away.
See the change. You know we up the stove with it. We stove with it. Niggas know we gon' get it. Season challenge. Dodging cops, fuck around and get locked. You ain't never coming home with it. Look, my nigga, I came from the sewer. Don't shit on my past. You ain't come from a newer. You see reason and you see LA. But bitch, I ain't come from no ruin. Just know all my niggas, we struggle for it. Have to hustle for it, cry puddles for it. My pops watch his sister get locked for it. I done see my niggas get knocked for it. Like, give me that. I carry Delamo like a piggyback. I carry my city like guilt that ain't got no forgiveness. No way out, shit, we locked in the system. Catch a case and they not gon' forgive you. White skin, you be out before Christmas. Shit, Auntie missed 8 of those days. Tears from it, had to pray those days, had to slave those days. Should we have to hit up a couple hood giveaways those days? Thank God for every inch that he gave us. Thank God for everything cause he made us. Like when that car bit the block, 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 hit the homie, but we made it to ER and he saved us. Thinking that he could've died, nigga, we was praying to the sky and his mama cried rivers. Healed up, but tough luck, he tried to get revenge, had to drop bullets, popped and it killed him. Worst part is that he sounds so familiar.
I am T'Challa. I am Killmonger. One world, one God, one family. Celebration.